Welcome to Storm Tracker, your eye on the storm of your Carolina Hurricanes, and your home for the best insight and analysis to keep you totally informed on what's happening with the Canes. Whether it's the latest news on the ice or off the ice, we've got you covered. Now let's begin. Here's your host, Tom Ray.
At the start of this NHL season, a lot of the analysts picked the Carolina Hurricanes to win the Stanley Cup. And that continued as they headed into the playoffs. After all, the Canes had ended up third overall in the league and had made some key acquisitions at the trade deadline, acquiring Jake Guentzel, the prize pick available, and of course, Evgeny Kuznetsov, who came in from the Washington Capitals. Both Kuznetsov and Guentzel had outstanding playoff history, and they were just what the doctor ordered, as the analyst suggested this would put them over the top. Add to that the fact that the Canes did have their top forward, Andrei Svechnikov, back. He missed all of the playoffs last year, and boy, it looked very promising. And as the playoffs started, it was working as planned. The Canes took on the New York Islanders and beat them in five, and looked very strong doing it. Freddie Anderson in goal did an outstanding job, and the Canes were off and running. Next up were the New York Rangers. Now, the Rangers ended up first overall this year, and boy, oh boy, they took care of the Washington Capitals in a hurry. So they were sitting waiting for the Hurricanes, and they got off to a quick start in the series, winning the first three games. A lot of folks thought that was it for the Hurricanes, and boy, oh boy, it did not look good. In any case, the Hurricanes were not done yet, and they're a team that just doesn't know how to quit. And in the fourth game, a home game for the Hurricanes, a late goal by Brady Shea on the power play was the difference, and the Canes were back in the series, at least had some light. So the Canes headed off to New York to play the Rangers in tough Madison Square Garden, and boy, oh boy, this was quite the game. Going into the third period, the Rangers were leading 1-0. I had mentioned to some folks at that time, I hoped that Rod Brind'Amour could shake up the Canes. They didn't seem like they were playing as if it was their last game of the season, and I was hoping he would get something going with them in the third period. Well, for sure, whatever Rod said to them, it worked, because they came out flying, and an outstanding play by Captain Jordan Staal really started to turn it around. Staal got a chance to get in on a nice feed by Orlov, went in and beat Igor Shesterkin with an outstanding move, and the Canes were back in. And then the Canes went to work, and Evgeny Kuznetsov, I mentioned him earlier, brought in at the trade deadline, made a beautiful goal to put the Canes up 2-1, and from then they went on to win 4-1. So the Canes now sitting at 3-2 in the series, and boy, that changes the complexion quite a bit, particularly when you know they're coming back to the friendly confines of PNC Arena. So now it gets interesting. I thought we'd take a look at the scenario that we have right now, teams that are down 3-0 in a series, and what are the potentials or percentages that they might be able to fight back and actually win a series. I have some numbers courtesy of our folks over at The Athletic, and boy, oh boy, these numbers are quite telling. The last time that a team did come back from a 3-0 deficit was in 2014 when the Los Angeles Kings did it versus the San Jose Sharks. Since 2015, 30 instances of teams down 3-0, only 13% made it to Game 6. So the Canes are in a pretty good number right now. And then, down 3-0 on average, 10% have a chance to get to Game 7, and 5% actually win the series. So you can see that the numbers are definitely not looking good for the Hurricanes. But the numbers look better after you realize the Canes have won 2 in a row, have some momentum, and are heading back to the friendly confines of PNC. In fact, under those conditions, the Hurricanes now have a 60% chance of getting to Game 7. and a 30% chance of actually winning this series. So the number is a lot better than what they normally have been over the last number of years. You know, it's interesting when we take a look at this situation with both the Rangers and the Canes. The Canes have won three straight 7 times this year during the regular season. So this is nothing new for them. Once they get momentum, this Canes team keeps on rolling. On the other hand, the Rangers only lost 3 in a row on one occasion. So, man, they're going to be tough. And that means that they have the ability to bounce back and have shown that throughout the season. So lots of excitement here as we look at this. And there's a lot to try to take into consideration. What's going to be the difference in this game? And I'll tell you, I think the biggest question asked by a lot of Canes fans and others right now is, can the Hurricanes do the unthinkable? Can they actually turn this thing around and win the series? You know, we look at the top players in this playoff so far for the Hurricanes, and of course, Freddie Anderson has to come to mind. Freddie had an outstanding season this year, of course, shortened because of his blood clot issue, but he came back and was outstanding as the Canes pushed towards their third place finish. In the playoffs, he's looked strong. The last couple of games, not quite as strong as he had been before. In fact, he was given a break, and Rod Brindamore put in Piotr Kochetkov. But back to Freddie in the next game, and Freddie came up big and looks like he's going to be key if the Canes are going to continue. Anderson has the ability to win games for you, and he made some outstanding saves. If we think back to that New York Islanders series, boy, I tell you, he made several 10-bell saves in that series, and he's made some big saves against the Rangers as well. So he's definitely able to get this done. So as we take a look at the goalie matchup, pretty close these two guys, Shesterkin at 7-2-0, Anderson 6-3-0. I think the biggest difference we're seeing is in the save percentage, 924 for Shesterkin, 902 for Freddie. That's a little bit off where Fred was during the regular season, so he's trying to bring that back up to where it should be. Generally in the playoffs, he's had excellent save percentage numbers, so he's got every opportunity to continue to build on that, and he's been doing a nice job the last couple of games for the Hurricanes. So definitely trying to see Anderson strengthen his game against Shesterkin. It is clearly going to be a battle of those two tomorrow night, and the goalie that comes up best in that game, I think, is going to be the goalie that is the winning goalie in this game. So clearly, Freddie's got to come up big if the Canes want to continue. And then looking at the numbers, there's a couple of different areas I wanted to focus on. I mean, obviously, the specialty teams has been a problem for the Hurricanes. The Rangers ate the penalty kill of the Canes badly at the start of this series, and they've got a 30% power play percentage for the playoffs. So clearly, the Rangers, extremely tough. The Canes sitting at 75% on the PK now, so it is getting better. But boy, it was a tough slug at the start. If we look at the Canes power play, 17% overall for this playoff. And boy, almost 92% penalty kill for the Rangers. So the Canes have not been able to get anything done on the power play. In fact, the big goal by Brady Shea the other night, which won the game for them, was huge. They need to do more of that if they're going to have a chance in this series. And then on the face-off dot, which is always key, very close again, just about 52% for the Canes, almost 50% for the Rangers. A few more numbers I wanted to pull up just for interest's sake. Shots for and against in high danger areas, very close, not much to pick there. But block shots is an area the Canes have to step up. The Rangers have been blocking a lot of shots so far, 163 in this playoff, 143 for the Canes. And the other night, we started to see Canes start to put themselves into harm's way. A nice play by Jack Drury to block a couple of shots at the end of the game, really key for the Canes in winning this one. And then giveaways has been a problem in the defensive zone. Clearly, the Canes have really struggled with this. They've given away 48 opportunities in their zone, 37 for the Rangers. So again, they've got to tighten up in their end, and they have to reduce the number of giveaways in their defensive zone. So those are some numbers that I think are interesting. And when we take a look at that, of course, it all comes down to who's going to be the difference makers in this game. And again, I mentioned Anderson, who will lead the Canes in goal, and hopefully he's going to be very, very strong for the Canes. Another guy I wanted to mention is Evgeny Kuznetsov. A lot of folks question the Canes' decision to trade for Evgeny Kuznetsov at the trade deadline. Kuznetsov had just come out of the player assistance program and was having really a terrible season with the Capitals. But Kuznetsov has a history of playing well in the playoffs. In fact, starred in some of the key cup runs that the Caps had had. So the Canes thought it might make sense to give him a try, and they needed shoring up at the center spot. He didn't really distinguish himself during the regular season, but he started to come on in the playoffs. In his 9 games so far in this playoff season, he's got 4 goals and 2 assists. But let's look at those goals. One of them was a key goal against the Islanders, a penalty shot goal that really changed the situation for the Canes. And then how about the last couple of games, the winning games for the Hurricanes? He scored the opener when the Canes won 4-3 2 games ago, and then he scored the winner in the last game against the Rangers in Madison Square Garden. He's definitely making it happen for the Hurricanes. You know, when we entered these playoffs, when I put together my assessment of what we might look for, I had Kuznetsov as an X factor, and it looks like he's living up to that. So let's see what he's going to do in this next game. He's a guy that can really make a difference. He's been playing fourth line minutes, and this has been giving him some very favorable matchups. So we'll see if he, along with Jesperi Kotkaniemi and Stefan Nason, can continue their fine play. But the Canes also need their big line to get it done. Jake Guentzel has been outstanding for the Hurricanes since coming over from Pittsburgh. Boy, he's really had his success against the Rangers in the playoffs as well. He's had 1 point in 11 of his 12 games versus the Rangers. So that's really something for Guentzel. And again, he's a guy that can really get it done offensively. He's had huge success in the past in the playoffs with Pittsburgh, and he needs to come through again for the Hurricanes this year. And how about his linemate Sebastian Aho? He's been the go-to guy for a long time with the Canes when it comes to important situations. He knows how to get it done when the going gets tough. So we'll look forward to Sebastian and see what he and his linemates can put together tomorrow night. In any case, the Canes have a lot to look forward to, but they may be making some changes. And this is an interesting one because they've got Brett Pesce getting close to returning. You know, Pesce had an outstanding season with the Hurricanes. In 70 games, he had 13 points, but a plus 10. He's definitely outstanding defensively, and that would be key in this very important game. But Tony DeAngelo, who's filled in for Pesce, has done a nice job. He's had 2 assists in his 8 games. He's a minus 1, but that's outstanding for Tony, and he's been averaging almost 17 minutes a game. He's been able to work extremely well with his partner, Brady Shea, and I think that's one of the reasons that Shea has had such a strong offensive playoff. In any case, tough decision for Rod Brind'Amour with DeAngelo playing well, and he certainly has great intensity against the Rangers, and he's showing that through all these games. And the question, should he bring Pesce in? Let's wait and see how that all plays out, and I'm sure it's going to be interesting as we get close to game time. In any case, this is shaping up to be an incredible series. And boy, the Canes are making it interesting, that's for sure. Let's look forward to the big game tomorrow night. As always, thanks a lot for joining, and we'll catch up with you real soon, right here on Storm Tracker.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to like, subscribe, and tell your friends for everything with the Canes you need. Storm Tracker.